Monsieur le Président,
On behalf of SOTU and the International Association of Jewish Democrats, our negotiations are held on a global level. Chair, for several years we have been observing with great concern that this working group is moving away from its mandate. I'd like to recall the spirit and letter of Resolution 26-9, which established the mandate of this group, which is mission is to elaborate an international legally binding instrument to regulate in international human rights law the activities of transnational corporations and other business enterprises. The work of the working group should respect this framework in order to preserve its legitimacy in the democratic procedure. Chair, for more than 50 years, the tenants of the this world have privatized all businesses which are represented by TNCs. Many entities fighting poverty, the motive of development, democracy and human rights. We note today the huge violations of human rights and destruction of the environment and the reduction to practically slavery of millions of workers around the world. We see very clearly the importance of public services. In other words, neither the free market nor its agents, the TNCs, which are motivated only by maximizing profits as quickly as possible, can respond to the essential needs of the populations, nor can they contribute to the democratization of our societies. On the contrary, for over 50 years as well, all attempts within the UN to regulate in a binding manner the activities of TNCs have been overcome. My question to is whether the states have the will to create a legally binding framework in this context, or whether these powerful states will continue to serve private interests. In this context, we must not only rebuild faith within populations into their political systems, but also the popular and state systems. Thank you very much for your attention.